fighting some currents out there on the Pacific Ocean. Again, the goal, setting up the stabilization collar and the front porch so that the crew can rest comfortably in the front porch, get placed into harnesses so that two helicopters can lift them off the front porch and onto the USS John Murtha here. The helicopters are going to take turns picking up an astronaut. So again, Hilo 1 and Hilo 2. Okay, and the recovery team here on the ship just got a report from the undersea medical officer who is inside the capsule with the crew. He is reporting all four members are green. All of our four astronauts, Reed, Victor, Christina, Jeremy, green, meaning they are feeling great, not the complexion of their skin. They are feeling great, happy to be home, and ready to be extracted as soon as possible. Helicopters circling the activity you're seeing on the water right now. Each will take turns picking up an astronaut. So Hilo 1 will come on in, hover above the front porch, about 40 feet above the front porch. A Navy recovery specialist will be hoisted down into the front porch. We'll connect to the first astronaut, which we're expecting to be Christina. And then Hilo 2 comes around, picks up Jeremy, while Hilo 1 stays above head. And then Hilo 1 will come back in for another astronaut, and then Hilo 2 for the last astronaut, and then back to the flight deck here on the recovery ship. I was talking to Assistant Artemis Recovery Director Paul Sierpinski. He said helos are a much quicker, safer way to get on board. They did actually consider boats, but then if you think about it, longer time, the crew would have to move through more of the ship. This way the helos will give a more direct, quicker route to the medical bay for our four astronauts. Beautiful shots from our aerial and imagery teams. Clouds have dissipated for a clear view from the bow of the recovery ship here. You can still see divers in the water there. And circling Orion, that is that stabilization collar we've been telling you about. On that interview just a few minutes ago, they have to first connect it to Orion, and then once it's secured onto Orion, they can inflate it, and then they'll further secure it with other harnesses and lines.
VHF hub, timeout.